Hello everyone, this is Dr. Namrata Acharya. It's going to teach you financial management too. Just to give you a background about me, I am a faculty who is an assistant professor in finance for the distance learning program in V School, Mumbai. I have around 17 years of experience, spanning from 4 years experience as a fundamental research analyst and team leader in one of the renowned companies known as Donaday AV, who is now known as Decimal Point Analytics. I've been instrumental in writing equity research reports, a lot of technical and global market reports, forex reports. Post that, I have a span of around 13 years plus experience in full-time teaching to management students. My subjects span across financial accounting, cost and management accounting, financial management, corporate valuation, corporate finance, international finance, forex risk management, to name a few. Today, we are going to see what primarily this subject has to offer you. So, coming to chapter one of financial management decisions and overview. This particular chapter would basically teach you what is the different concept of financial management. We're going to see what financial management actually means, what are the objectives of financial decision making. So we are going to focus on your decision making skills per se finance, analyze the types of financial management decisions, which decision is worth taking, how would the company decide, you as a finance manager decide to take the decision, and to look at different types of financial decisions, to name like investment decision, what kind of investment decision will a company take ahead, financial decisions, dividend decisions, liquidity decisions, and to also see what are the different other financial decisions when it comes to working in corporate life. Now, let's talk about what do you mean by financial management. Financial management per se is concerned with you planning, organizing, and managing, you know, the money per se in a company, all the financial activities of a company, right from acquiring the funds from the market, using the funds in the best way to make maximum profitability, to increase the market capitalization or a shareholder value of the company. So it's not only about procuring money. It is also important to utilize the money in such a way that the company's shareholder value increases. Financial management also deals with effective, you know, utilization of funds through by procuring the funds at the least cost. When I'm saying I'm going to increase profitability, I'm concerned that that you as a finance manager are able to procure the money, get the money from different sources available at the cheapest cost. We'll say that financial management is defined as management of finance of any business or any organization. So it's more like you as a manager portraying all your skills to ensure that the company value increases so that the company is able to reach its financial objectives. It's able to work towards the vision and mission which they have defined in the company. Let's talk about what are the different objectives of financial management. Okay, we've understood that there are different decisions which the company have to take, and these four decisions per se would then definitely help the company achieve their goals or objective set. So as you know, as a CFO of a company, you have a finance objective of increasing the profitability of the company by 20%. If that's the case, what are the decisions which you're going to take? So to increase the profitability by 20%, which is a set goal set for you as a CFO, what are the different objectives or policies which you need to work on so that you are able to work in the goal of achieving your 20%, which is set by the company? So these decisions would include the first, investment decision. So to increase 20% profitability, you as a finance manager are going to look at new avenues, new projects in which you could invest. So you could take a capital budgeting decision or you could take a working capital decision. So capital budgeting decision would basically involve investing money in fixed assets, investing money in new businesses, expanding the business. So that per se, what kind of decision are you taking basis increasing the profitability? Or it could be working capital decision. When I'm saying working capital decision, it is that decision which talks about a company investing money in the day-to-day activities of the company. That means today the company has good cash flow to ensure that the suppliers are paid on time. You are not keeping excess cash with you so that the cost with respect to the money which is kept idle keeps on increasing. So that's an investment decision of the company. Okay, second decision is the dividend decision. Now, what's a dividend? Dividend is basically that return which I expect as a shareholder. So if you are the CFO of a company, you are interested in understanding whether you will withhold a dividend or you will give away the entire money or profitability earned by the company to the shareholders. In case you are giving away the profitability to the shareholder, shareholder may become cash rich. But do you really require that cash for the organization to expand the business? So how much percentage should be retained and what percentage should be given as dividend? So say, for example, your company has earned 100 crore rupees profit. If you've earned 100 crore rupee profit and you have a base of, say, 1 crore shareholder, each shareholder gets 100 rupee in form of dividend if the entire dividend is distributed. So are you going to give the entire 100%? Are you going to make it a 80-20? That decision per se is dividend decision. Come to the third decision, which is very, very important. Liquidity decision. Liquidity decision basically says, does the company maintain its cash flow well? So where is the cash coming in the company? And what kind of decisions you take as a head of finance when it comes to giving away or maintaining your daily activity related cash? So it is also somewhere linked to understanding what kind of money is blocked in your current assets. Okay, whether you really have those money, whether you have short-term investments, whether that liquidity could be achieved in case the company faces any kind of working capital issue. That's primarily the liquidity decision. The fourth and very important decision is financing decision. When I'm saying financing decision, financial management itself says that financial management is about procuring funds. Financing decision talks about procurement of these funds. When I'm saying procuring of funds, I'm interested in knowing which source of capital will you as an individual use to procure the fund, whether you'll go to the share market to get the money or whether you are going to actually go to a bank to, you know, take a loan. So what kind of capital structure decision do you take? So financing decision is all about capital structure decision. In the next few slides, we'll take each decision in detail and try to understand what are your roles and responsibilities when it comes to financial management. So you being a finance manager, there are some things which you need to keep in mind or questions which you need to ask in your organization before you start managing money. So first very important question to ask yourself, where to invest the scarce resources of business? So say, for example, company has around, say, 100 machinery. Out of it, that 100 machinery, right now 90 are functional and 10 are not functional because of lack of proper order, maybe the capacity of the plant is more compared to the demand in the market. So the scarce resources, the 10 machines which are idle, how are you going to use those? What about the inventory stocks lying in the company? What are you going to do with them? What would make for a good investment in case you are cash rich? So if you have an excess of profitability or cash, and you don't want, and you feel that the company want to expand, the company doesn't want to give away dividend, or it's become very cash rich compared to last few years, what are you going to do with this money? What would be a good investment? Where would you invest the money? Where do you raise the funds? Okay. Now, if I have decided that I'm going to start a new plant somewhere in the outskirts of Maharashtra, where the money is going to come? Which money would be procured? From where it would be procured, how I'm going to raise this money. What mix of owner's money or borrowed money will you use? So as I said, financing decision, whether the company is dependent on equity or the company is dependent on debt, which one does the company prefer and why is that particular method used? How much would be a firm's fund be reinvested? See, please understand, when we are not paying off dividend and retaining the money, if I'm an equity shareholder who was supposed to get 100 rupees and the company has withheld my 80 rupees and just given away 20 rupees as cash dividend, I'm expecting the company to convert this 80 rupees to 90 rupees in the next year. So I'm expecting more money for the money which has got reinvested in the company. So what kind of decision will you take? How much will you reinvest? And how much are you going to return me back even if it's reinvested? It comes with a cost. And so this decision becomes very, very crucial. Also, you need to ask yourself, how much should a firm invest in current assets? So talking about working capital, how much money will you block in your current assets? Well, you will, what would be your credit policy? Whether you'll give 2 months credit, 3 months credit? And what are the different components when it comes to, you know, current assets? If I'm saying current assets, it's not inventory or only cash. It could be also your investment, short-term investment in subsidiaries, shares or in shares of your competitors, or maybe your vendors or anybody in the supply chain. How to manage the working capital? Fine. So your day-to-day activities, what kind of money you have, how you're going to manage this. Going ahead, let's now take each decision and discuss in detail how these decisions actually work. Coming to the first one, investment decision. See, investment decision is nothing but primarily a capital budgeting decision. When I say capital budgeting decision, this is that decision wherein the company is pooling in a lot of money in new projects. So yeah, I'm Reliance and I've decided that I want to, you know, work towards building the metro. I'm going to put crores of rupees in this particular project. I'm investing my money. It's my shareholders' money. If that's the case, there is a long-term commitment for blocking the funds and receiving the cash flows. So capital budgeting decisions would be primarily those decisions where a lot of money gets blocked in the fixed assets. It comes with a huge commitment of funds with the cash flow or the revenues coming across for a number of years. So your revenue stream would increase, but the time period may be, you know, huge number of years starting after maybe your initial investment of 1 or 2 years. Two very important aspects when it comes to investment decisions, which you need to take care before you take this decision. First, what you need to evaluate the project profitability. What is the profitability of this project? Whether it's a profitable project, not a profitable project. Second, what is the benchmark rate or cutoff rate, which would give you the minimum or the hurdle return which your investor is expecting? So you raise the money from equity shareholder and the equity shareholder is expecting, say, 15% return. So does your cash flow or does your return on this project is 20%? If yes, it's a feasible project. Your return should be definitely more than the minimum rate. So your return should be like more than 15% so that your investors remain happy and the shareholder value of your fund increases. So what are the yield benefits of these capital budgeting decision becomes very primarily important when it comes to investment decisions. Some examples of these investment decisions when it comes to financial management are, first, capital budgeting decision. Capital budgeting decision also means, you know, you opening up a new plant, you converting your company from an assembly line to a robotic plant. It requires huge funds or investment. It could be also venturing into new projects, tapping in the new market, new product development. That is nothing but few examples of capital budgeting decision. Second is asset allocation. When we are talking about asset allocation, if the company is planning to invest a lot of money in land or plant and machinery, fine. So when you are opening up a new project and you have plans to move your plant or you have, you know, you are taking decisions with respect to starting up a new manufacturing facility, what kind of assets are you going to buy? Whether you're going to block your money in fixed assets by procuring the machinery or you're going to take it on lease. Okay, so this decision again is nothing but an investment decision. Third very important decision could be an equity investment decision. Now, when we are talking about investment decision, I said they are long-term decisions. These equity investment decisions are not short ones. These are buying a stake in your subsidiary or holding a stake in your subsidiary or opening up a new SBU, strategic business unit, or opening up a new subsidiary, holding primarily shares of those companies, or investing a lot of money in your sister concern. Such kind of investments could be equity investment. It could also be an investment in your vendor. So I may have my vendor who's supplying me. So I'm Mahindra and say my vendor is supplying me tires and I'm interested in doing some investment for a new plant of that particular company by buying a stake in that company. So maybe I am Mahindra and I'm buying something in MRF. Okay, it's an example per se. Fourth could be real estate investments. A lot of banks believe in doing this kind of capital budgeting. They invest a lot of money in buying land. So land at cheaper rates. If you see BKC, all these are lands which were bought by big banks. And that's how an entire banking hub could be found with their head offices in BKC. Similarly, you could, as your company also could look at new office locations or new industrial hubs or commercial hubs coming, business centers coming in. And they may invest in those particular offices. That could be a real estate investment from the company per se, which is again an investment decision. Next is your venture capital. Venture capital basically means when I am investing money, I have to think like a venture capitalist. I have to look at what kind of profitability will the company make. I'm not going to put the entire money at one go. So I'm also going to do my valuation, something like understanding the returns and profitability over the number of years and keep on putting in the money slab by slab in the project. So the profitability of the project is gauged and I am not able to get into too many losses due to any last minute changes in the project. The next very important decision is mergers and acquisition. When we are seeing capital budgeting, I want to start up my new business. I want to expand my business. I want to venture into a new market. Why not do it with the help of a merger and acquisition? So if I'm not good in a particular domain, why not look at merging with any other company or doing a joint venture to take it ahead? Say, for example, Maruti did a joint venture with Suzuki to understand the expertise when it came to automobile sector. It's one of the most successful joint venture talked about. So why not go for a merger and acquisition in order to make more profit for the shareholders of both the companies? The last very important one here is dividend policy. This, however, dividend decision is a different decision per se. In investment decision, dividend policy also plays a very, very important role because this decision will decide how much money will the company have for investment into projects. So your dividend policy of the company defines what kind of money does the company have for you to buy these fixed assets. So these are some very good examples when it talks about investment decisions in financial management. I hope we are clear on the investment decision. Let's move ahead towards the financing decisions. Financing decisions. When I'm saying financing decisions, it's important for you to decide when to raise money. Okay, when the money would be raised when it comes to the company. From where would the money come in the business and how are you going to acquire this funds to meet the investment needs of the company. So you are raising money. Why? You want to do investment. And since you want to do investment, which year will you raise the money? How much money will you raise? And which mode or which source of finance will you use for raising this money? Now, the central issue here basically becomes to understand what would be the proportion of equity or debt. So should I go to my existing equity shareholder and give them a bonus share or ask them to buy my shares by coming up with an IPO? Or should I go to any bank or an investment banker and tell them to buy a stake in my company or a share, a lump of share in my company so that I could raise money for my new project? Should I do that? Increase my equity base? Or should I just directly go to a bank, mortgage my asset, take a big loan, or just go to a bank and talk about what kind of debt instruments can I come with, whether it could be corporate bonds or debentures. So what am I going to use when it comes to raising money from different sources of finance? sources of finance or sources of capital would be taught in detail in the next few chapters. Here we'll concentrate basically on the decision. So what decision are you going to take when it comes to the capital structure? What percent of equity for the company? What percent of debt? As a finance manager, it's very important for you to understand what's the optimum capital structure. So we say that there is something known as weighted average cost of capital. Each source of finance, each investor who's going to give you money is going to come with a cost. He or she is going to expect you to give some kind of returns. So which particular domain or which particular source are you inclined towards? Which one is going to give you the least cost and the maximum profitability so that your shareholders are happy, so that the market capitalization of the share in the market is good? What's going to give you that brand value or goodwill in the market? So as a finance manager, it's very important for you to determine the perfect mix of equity or debt so that the best or optimal return is returned to the equity shareholder.